The House Careers and Competition Committee took up and passed a handful of alcohol measures Tuesday. I'm Nick Evans. After spending 3 years wrestling over whether to legalize the 64-ounce growler, state lawmakers appear much more comfortable amending Florida's alcohol regulations. The state operates under a model established at the end of Prohibition, splitting production, distribution, and retail into distinct spheres of business. That separation is meant to halt the so-called tied house evil, where one entity exerts control in the marketplace by tying a retailer to a producer. But those distinctions are growing fuzzier with each additional piece of legislation, and maintaining the separation means diving into the minutiae.
If there's a possibility to bring it down to two cases of two brands instead of three, I would much rather see that when this bill comes up the next stop.
That's Lantana Democratic Representative Al Jaquette, raising concerns about a measure allowing distributors to give up to three cases of branded glassware to bars and restaurants. Under current law, glasses are treated as inducements, giving producers or distributors too much influence over retailers. Still, Jaquette voted for the bill, and it passed easily. Another bill allows theme parks and brewers to engage in cooperative advertising agreements. Florida Brewers Guild lobbyist Josh Abishan worries those agreements will freeze out craft brewers.
The law has been in place for a long time just to prevent those sort of tied house evils. And I know it always sounds funny to say tied house evil, like it's malicious and whatnot. But it really is to prevent, someone from coming in and pricing everyone else out of the market. I mean, you look at soft drinks. A lot of times when you go to one, they only have Coke or Pepsi. They don't have both.
But Max Stepanovich, speaking on behalf of Universal Studios, contends there's room for partnerships with large producers and small ones.
There are events, whether they're concerts or whatever, of all different sizes. There are venues. Everything's not a Harry Potter ride. There are all sorts of events, all sorts of venues, and all sorts of opportunities for everyone to participate at a level that they can afford, and we would be glad to take all of their money.
That proposal passed, too. The panel also took up St. John's Republican Representative Cindy Stevenson's craft distilling changes. Florida law defines craft distillers as those producing 75,000 or fewer gallons a year, and it limits sales at the distillery to 2 bottles per branded product, whiskey, gin, and so on. Stevenson wants to raise the limit to 6 bottles.
Primarily, these sales are to tourists to spread the word on Florida's quality craft spirits to their friends and retailers at home. Increasing this bottle limit helps these small distilleries meet customer demand, encourages the industry to grow, and benefits the small Florida family farms that provide our citrus, corn, and sugarcane.
Stevenson's measure, like the other two, gained approval. Lawmakers remain wary of loosening their grip on the state's alcohol production system. But for now, it seems, the GOP-led legislature's inclination toward lighter regulation carries more weight. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.